This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
President Bush at the Daytona 500 on Sunday, where he was starting the race, and courting the mostly white, culturally conservative voter bloc known as NASCAR Dads. Here's an opinion piece from Slate's Brian Curtis, who recalls another wartime presidential pilgrimage.
It was December of 1969, and President Richard Nixon was being accused of waging war on dubious grounds. After running in 1968 on a secret plan to end the Vietnam War, he had reduced troop strength but hadn't quelled the massive anti-war protests in Washington. The first week of December 1969 was particularly dicey. On December 1st, the first televised draft lottery selected more than 300,000 young men to report for military duty. Facing more grim headlines, Nixon made for Fayetteville, Arkansas on December 6th. He went to what sports writers billed as college football's game of the century, number one Texas, which had won 18 games in a row, versus number two Arkansas, winner of 15 straight. Like Mr. Bush, Nixon saw the event as a way to sidestep the Washington press corps and evangelize directly to friendly constituents. With a national TV broadcast, Texas-Arkansas had the wide appeal to the Southern voters Nixon needed to woo in 1972, the same voters, in part, he had courted with his famous silent majority speech a month earlier. Both presidents benefited from the rare big game that actually lived up to the billing. NASCAR favorite Dale Earnhardt Jr. won his first ever Daytona 500, while Texas staged a come-from-behind win in 69. Nixon narrowly escaped controversy in Fayetteville. According to Terry Fry's book, Horns, Hogs, and Nixon's Coming, an anti-war protest took place outside the stadium but went unglimpsed by ABC cameras. A group of black students threatened to rush the field if the Arkansas band played its usual rendition of Dixie. The band didn't play the song. No such rabble-rousing occurred at Daytona Sunday. As NASCAR chairman Brian France put it, "This is George Bush country here." Since he was referring to Florida, Mr. Bush had better hope so.
Opinion from Slate's Brian Curtis.